From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California has created a new tax and fee collection agency from scratch, and in just about 2 weeks. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the new agency sprang to life after lawmakers approved an overhaul of the state's embattled Board of Equalization.
It all started with several controversies involving the board's elected members, from questionable spending practices to what one state report termed a fear of retaliation among staff. So just 3 days before the legislature's June 15th constitutional budget deadline, Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic lawmakers unveiled a sweeping plan to gut the BOE and transfer nearly all its functions to the executive branch. That brings us to the brand new California Department of Tax and Fee Administration. Creation date, July 1st. It's responsible for dozens of different collection programs that bring in a combined tens of billions of dollars a year. They range from the ones we've all heard of, like sales and gas taxes, to taxes on tobacco and now cannabis products, and esoteric programs like the Covered Electronic Waste Recycling Fee and Marine Invasive Species Fee. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Opponents of the new tighter gun restrictions California lawmakers and voters approved last year had a successful week. A federal district court judge last Thursday blocked a provision that would ban possession of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. That takes precedence over a decision by another federal judge who declined to issue an injunction. UC Davis law professor Carlton Larson says an appeals court will almost certainly end up reviewing the decision.
They have to hear everything that's appealed. And this is something I think they would obviously take a great deal of interest in because it's an invalidation of a, you know, California proposition on constitutional grounds. So that's in some ways as, you know, as significant a case as one can have.
The Attorney General's office also last week failed to expedite new rules for rifles that have magazines detachable with the tip of a bullet. The state review office declined to approve the rules without a public comment period. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.